This is the Just a Normal Patriot podcast, episode 26.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum, and what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rather than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. And great forces around the moon and the world, we learned, their spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells doom. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
I miss America. I miss what it used to be. The values we used to instill and pass on to our children. I'm driving down the road. Something I miss seeing is American flags everywhere. You look around now, I got a BLM flag, a gay pride flag. I got flags from practically every other nation on earth. But you know what you don't see a hell of a lot of? American flags. And this is how you destroy it. This is how you end a society. There's no semblance that brings us together towards anything. We're just factions roaming around, with warring with other factions. The semblance of America has just been obliterated. It's disgusting to watch. And this is just from a 20-minute drive to work. Like, I said, what, I got Mexico? What is that, Jamaica? Gay pride? Freaking BLM? I think there's an Antifa flag somewhere. But no American flag in America. There's nothing that binds the people together. There's no semblance of unity, esprit de corps, or commonality. There's so much division here. It gets really hard to see how there'd ever be a path towards reunification with so many warring factions constantly at each other. It's disheartening, to say the least. I was at the Home Depot the other day, and the price sheets for the Home Depot came out. I don't know if you know that companies do that, but they release them every year. And the prices at Home Depot have gone up 30%. 30% of it at the same time last year. And I don't know if maybe no one else sees it or feels it, but everything's kind of crumbling. I mean, the prices are astronomical for food, basic necessities, you know, everything. The housing market's unstable. There isn't enough resources. How did this happen? Why did we let this happen? You know, the American people are a sovereign people. We're not behest to anybody. We agreed upon a unified government that was supposed to be a Republican form of government that's embodied in the U.S. Constitution. I don't know how the American people let a bunch of bureaucrats, stupid, idiot, scumbag, corrupt people, tell them that this is how America has to be because we say so and we're the experts. When the fuck do experts get to guide anything in our country? They weren't chosen to do shit. Tell them to shut the fuck up and get in the back of the fucking bus.
Red alert. All hands to battle stations.
What is it that makes people so susceptible to weakness? Everywhere I look, like, people are passive like cattle. It's gross. Like, we're Americans. Like, have some fucking pride. Stand the fuck up. Salute the fucking flag. Bunch of fucking cum-sucking faggots on their knees. What the fuck is going on? It's crazy that people would act like this. They clearly have no clue of the history of this nation. They don't know the struggle that's been fought to bring this nation up from just complete despair at the behest of England. Oh, they just don't give a shit. They're so lazy and complacent that they don't care. They don't care about the country. They don't care about freedom. They don't care about liberty. They want to have 6,000 channels, a big fucking sofa, and sit on their ass all day and watch celebrities dance around in fucking tutus. That is not American. We protect our nation. We give a shit about our children. We don't want to hand them a big wad of crap because we're too inept to get up our ass and do simple fucking things to restore the republic. Like, actually give a shit and not be a corrupt piece of self-serving piece of shit like every politician I've ever met ever. I met a fuck ton of them. They all suck. And I can't for the life of me, when I was actually involved with party politics, I can't for the life of me figure out why people keep voting for these people who have so much contempt for the American people. They should be put on trial for treason and fucking hung. But people just keep on voting for them. Hey, don't worry about that, Skip. I got an email that said you're the right man for the job, and whatever comes out of that stupid phone that I have glued to my face 24 hours a day. Well, that must be empirical truth, because my betters told me so, and I'm too stupid to understand simple things. So go along to get along. We'll just keep consolidating government till we have a new oligarchic form that just implements tyranny upon the entirety of the population. Fuck freedom. Fuck your speech. Fuck your guns. Half the population wants to take it from you anyways because they don't conform to the exact fucking nature of what the opposition wants. Stand the fuck up. We're fucking crumbling at the seams and you people are fucking whining about dumb shit. How the fuck any politician is allowed to walk down the fucking street without having a mob of armed fucking patriots is beyond me. These people have sold us the fuck out to the highest bidder. And the only people that suffer are the goddamn freedom-loving Americans. Everyone else is just too happy or too stupid to go along with the fucking program demise of this nation. It's fucking sickening.
Dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
And the only opposition that we have to the left is the GOP, the Republican Party, who is playing with politics from 50 years ago and can't possibly understand, take the Kleenex out of your pocket and put down the baby bottles, because those fucking days are gone. Because this left is Marxist, it's communist, and it doesn't give a crap about how you feel about it. It's going to roll through you like a damn freight train. But we're just too happy playing country club politics like we have for 50 years, because that's all we know. We're too stupid to adapt to what the enemy's doing. So we fail continuously. It's a never-ending chain of the same shit over and over. We have the only opposition to the leftist party who won't get off its ass and do what's required to restore constitutionality and reunify the people with the Constitution. How simple would it be if we had an oppositional party to the left that actually fought, that actually gave a crap, that would actually stand up on the halls of the representative bodies and draw the line in the sand and say, absolutely not. What gives them the power to do things, but we can't even contemplate such things? Oh, I know, because I've heard it. Oh, the Republicans are so much better. You think anybody gives a crap about that? How much better you are, or how much on a higher moral standing you are? Why our nation's burning? Great. The nation will be burnt to the ground, but you can stay on your higher moral standard pedestal and sit there and toot your own horn like some kind of egomaniac. You're still sitting at the country clubs, not doing anything. We've had no kind of justice delivered for the millions of crimes created by on every level of the government, from state, local, to federal. There's no accountability. We have a judiciary that's crumbling at the seams. And apparently, all that matters in an unbiased judiciary is what damn political party you support, because that's what side of the argument you're going to side on. What is going on in this nation? The last note for today worth mentioning is why the left is so insistent on using the popular catchword democracy. They use it in everything. Our democracy, saving democracy, demise of democracy, 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 democracy. It is understandable to know why they do this, as it's a programmed response. The left, primarily garnered by fear, is echoing what they've been programmed to repeat. So we've seen through history and the causality of history and historical events that occur in a revolutionary cycle that mob mentality is a powerful motivator, pulling public dissent one way or another, usually towards a majority. The power of the mobs, even a minority mob, still overshadows the rest of the population sentiment. That's why they're so effective, and they've been used throughout history to push political ideology. The left capitalizes on this because the right is horrible at any kind of messaging to the contrary. And as we've seen from the feckless GOP, their messaging is frivolous. It will never inspire masses towards the greatness of America, American virtue and values. It's just informed despotism that's go along to get along, because we wouldn't want to offend anybody, because wouldn't that just be horrible? As we saw with COVID and before that, through other national emergencies, all the way back, you know, in recent time spans, 9/11, we've seen that fear can motivate the mob mentality to get the population to form an agreeance into practically anything. I mean, we saw the Patriot Act passed because mob mentality was so concerned about the threat from Al-Qaeda terrorists that we gave the government powers that superseded the Constitution, eroded the Bill of Rights, and basically destroyed human liberty. But we did that because, one, the propaganda media machine who follows lock in step with the establishment narrative beats it into their brains 24 hours. And how do most Americans consume information? through public media sources. They see it on their phones, they see it on their computers, they see it on the TV. It's instituted and beat into them 24 hours a day. It's a glorious form of propaganda that's worked since Sumerian times. I mean, there's instances from Sumeria, Egyptian, Romans. This is a classic instance of mob mentality gone wrong. It's always worked. And the counterants to it, the ones that aren't susceptible, well, history tells us that that is roughly 30% of the population that is not susceptible at all towards the messaging and will form their own opinions based on divined logic and research. The problem is, as we've seen with the American Revolution, that at some point there will be a confrontation between the majority opinion, or the mob mentality of a pure democracy, and the minority. Now, the Republic was established to equalize that balance, so that the minority had an opinion that matched the majority, that no one was left and left out and created an equalized society. Well, in the left's attempt to push big democracy, which, let's cut the crap, and they'll never tell you this, but they're pushing for a pure democracy. We're not talking about democratic process. We're talking about the semblance of a democracy. That's majoritarian rule over the minority. That's what they hope to instill. They obviously believe that they are the majority opinion, and they're loud and boisterous enough and have enough reinforcement mechanisms, like the mainstream media, like the halls of governments. They have a complicit minority party, which in this case would be the Republicans, who doesn't want to encroach upon them because they know the public sentiment to that opposition will be so loud and resounding that it would negatively affect the re-election chances. So we're stuck in a loop. A loop where, in this case, even though it may or may not be true, the minority party, the GOP, can't seem to get any leg up because they are stuck in this pool of just don't yell at me because you'll hurt my chances to get reelected, when that is absolutely not what will ever break the pure democracy. The only way to break it is to confront it. History has shown us through the revolution that 30%, our founders have generally 30% support at the inception of the revolution. They chose to put their foot down and say, no more, we will not take tyranny. We don't care what majority opinion is. Here's where we are. And we're willing to fight to the death for our opinions. This is our country, and we will not be enslaved by British tyranny. So the problem still exists in modern society. It's more compounded now that we have access to immediate media, which is all singing the same beat. You can pull up any spread headline from any day and look at all the mainstream medias, and they echo the same talking points. I think it's one big coordinated propaganda scheme, but it's effective. It forces majority opinion towards a certain direction, and a dissent is viewed as what? Threats to the democracy, terrorist, fascist, any nasty thing they can call you, because you have a dissenting opinion that doesn't conform with the majority opinion. Now, until the opposition, the right in this instance, gets smart enough to figure out how to counter this, which, let me tell you, the solution is, it's not easy, but it's simple. It's putting a line in the sand and saying no more. We don't care how much you bitch. We don't care how much you whine or fight. We're prepared to fight you back. And we're prepared to go to the same lengths you are to achieve truth, justice, and the American way. And there's nothing that you're going to do to stop us, because we're not breakable, because we don't believe the nonsense that you've had pounded in your head that America is some form of pure democracy. It's simply not true. And that's the point that they always leave out when they're preaching about our democracy. The Republic, from the words of our own founders who created the damn thing, says that the purpose of why they created the Republic was to equalize the minority with the majority opinion. Pure and simple. That's why they didn't choose a democracy, which Rome was more a process of a democratic republic, because they didn't want instilled tyranny on the minority. It was all purposeful what they did. The most brilliant men in the history of the world. Now, nothing is going to change between now and the 2024 election for the left. They're going to continue to use the same tactics of vilification of the minority, which it doesn't matter if it's an actual minority or majority. It's just mob mentality. Whoever's the loudest, the most boisterous, can create the most amount of propaganda, wins the propaganda war. This isn't hard to understand. It's been going on since the inception of man. Ways to gather political ideology towards public support. If people understood, you know, just a fraction of human history, it's very simple to see how everything works in a circular pattern. The latest, greatest instance is the fall of the Roman Republic. So much can be studied to how that happens, as it applies directly to America. Consolidation of government, instilled tyranny, mob mentality, persecution of the minority, corruption. It's the same damn thing over and over and over again. And if you understand that, if you can garner that, if you're willing to take a little bit of your personal time that you spend sitting on the couch doing nothing and actually study the history of man, you can see what happens. You can see the outcome and you can see the opposition. The oppositional point to the Roman encounter was the American Revolution. We saw what happened when the 30% fought back. They fought, they almost lost numerous times, but they were able to gather enough public support for the war and separation from the tyrannical English. And they eventually succeeded on sheer will and audacity and blind luck for the most part, because they were hours away from losing the entire revolution, pretty much the entire time through it. They never had resources. They never had overwhelming support, because the media, in that time it was printed media, was pumping out filth to the masses 24 hours a day. And it's just, it doesn't have to be true, doesn't it? The propaganda doesn't have to be shredded in any truth. It's just a matter of force-feeding it over and over and over and over again. That's how our ability to consume information works. You just have to hear the same thing over and over again, and it becomes muscle memory. So it's not that, you know, the majority of the left is evil. I mean, some of them are obviously communist and Marxist and hate America and want to see all of us dead for having a dissenting opinion. But the majority is just programmed. They've bought in to this media and this messaging that's just been pumped in their head for 50 years, and they don't know any better because they are susceptible to it. Now, nobody knows what makes someone susceptible to it and what doesn't. But history tells us that 30% are not and can't be influenced through mass forms of propaganda. I don't know, it must be some way our brains are rigged, or our nature, whether, you know, we're isolationist, being over, you know, is eccentric, or what the case happens to be. We're just not susceptible towards mass influence like that. We don't drink the Kool-Aid, we don't buy it. So, you know, a point that came up I heard in the news earlier is that, you know, there's this constant regurgitation of, you know, Trump's an insurrectionist, you know, insurrection. But yet, reality is the man has never been charged with insurrection anywhere, in any courts. And if you have some kind of proof, counterance to that, I would love to see it. You can just send it to me immediately on justanmlpatriot@substack. I'd love to see your evidence, because he's never been charged anywhere with insurrection, but yet that doesn't matter. And law doesn't hold meaning in a pure democracy. It's just public opinion that matters. You don't have to have laws. Laws are inconsequential things. They only apply to the minority, and the majority is free to do whatever they want at any time they want, as long as the majority consent agrees with it. That's how pure democracies work. I think people would be well vested to study just a little bit of history, especially the fall of Rome, the fall of the Egyptian empires, all the way back to Sumerian. Look at the tyranny during biblical times, for those of you that aren't studying biblical times, because the historical context are crazy. And they directly compare to Roman, and they directly compare with present times. Now, realizing the Roman Republic goes all the way back to biblical times. Yeah, I got it. We're talking about past tense, past that. They had a long, long duration empire. But the correlations are crazy, and if you can't pick up on that and you can't understand it, how would you know what's happening right now? That the nation, the United States, the last bastion of freedom in the entirety of the world, is under attack by our own people. They're being manipulated towards a certain discretion, a certain ideology that allows the consolidation and powers of government. Now, this consolidation is done to give people who crave power, the evil ones, pure control over the population. Because what is liberty at that point? Liberty is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. Your liberty is what the government tells you it is. And then we see the instillment of tyranny. And at first, it's tyranny of the minority. Nobody really bats an eye. Because it's a minority. And look, they already framed it. They're all anti-democratic. They're all insurrectionists. Even though nobody's been convicted of an insurrection in any court, none of the J6ers have. So tell me how we're just getting at this brute force verdict of insurrectionist when nobody's been charged with insurrection. Because that would mean that laws have to matter. The laws in a constitutional republic have to apply to everyone equally. But you can't have that in a pure democracy. You can't have laws apply to everybody because laws are for the minorities, the dissenting opinion that doesn't conform with popular opinion. As soon as you vest that, you understand the left. And you understand the left in so much of its entirety that all their points are mute because they're just an echo chamber based on an official narrative that's pushed at the upper echelons through all the people and the social medias and the mass media and the propaganda, and it's just regurgitation without truth. People are susceptible to it. They have been through our entire history, the history of man on earth. They're susceptible to propaganda. It's very easy to manipulate public opinion, and that's all you need. You don't have to vest it in truth. It doesn't have to be vested in reality or law or civil norms or virtue or values. It doesn't have to be vested in any of that. It's just what you want to happen. And you manipulate the people enough. You put enough dirt about anybody, about a party, about a person, in this most popular instance, about Trump. You just have to keep planting it there. And you reinforce it over and over and over. And you just keep beating the people till they become scared. And fear's where it really works. Because fear's the most powerful influencer there is. Look at the extreme lengths people went during COVID. A small, relatively harmless viral outbreak that now doesn't even bother mentioning because it equates to the same as seasonal flu. Oh, but when it first came out, you saw the tickers come up on mainstream media. Death. Death. Destruction. Death. Look at everyone that doesn't consent. They're spreading it. Even still, we see the virtue signaling and the fear. People walking around with masks, getting unknown injections by the dozens in their body. They don't know what's in that. Oh, they did their homework. They saw a news article from some news agency pushing official line propaganda and called it gospel. They don't know. They don't understand. They're blindly trusting authority because authority equals safety. And they want to be safe. They want to be comfortable. Human beings don't like being uncomfortable. They don't like change. They want instilled safety, even at the detriment of liberty. And they're willing to fight to defend that instilled safety because they don't like the fear. And they're so afraid and so overwhelmed at what might happen if the people were reunified with the Constitution, which they'll never say, but But that's the end result of MAGA's in it.
Yes.
If you disagree with that notion, you really haven't been paying attention. The end result is a reunification of the Constitution of the American people and the destruction of the administrative state. It frees the people. That's the end result. And Trump won't be king because MAGA, the people that represent Make America Great Again, won't let him be king. Even if by some nature he tried, we wouldn't let him. We understand the nature of a constitutional republic. We want our country reunited with its founding. It's just that simple to understand. And as soon as you understand it, you can begin to use it. You can begin to form resistance towards what the left is doing. The end result of the left, we've seen it through empires, throughout history. It's the end. It's the demise. It's governmental controls where it ends. It's loss of liberty. It's loss of volition. That's where it ends. That's their end point. I guess everyone's got a side to pick. Even if you don't pick, you're still choosing a side. We'll see where we go from here. But drop us a line. We'd love to hear your thoughts, any debate comments you might have, or anything you want to add to the conversation at justanmlpatriot.substack.com.